Sometimes I see Nikki and she's just standing in the kitchen and she's been there for like 45 minutes in the same spot.
On the
just
phone.
Just standing there like a zombie.
So, well, sometimes I'm not even on my phone.
Did you say a zombie?
Yeah, like what a zombie would do. Exactly.
A zombie?
Yeah, you know, like in all the zombie movies.
Did you say zombie?
Yeah.
Not zombie.
Have you seen, which one's that?
A zombie.
A zombie.
Yeah, you said which a zombie.
Which one's those?
What is a zombie?
Which one does the Cranberries sing about?
The Cranberries, they sing about the zombies.
Oh.
They sing about zombies.
Yeah.
Not zombies.
I don't know the second one.
Is he
Zombie?
What are you drinking?
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, my name is Stephen Green.
And we are seated here today with the lovely Jalen Bishop. We met her. Oh my gosh, she's so funny. We met her at my comedy show. I started doing stand-up.
It was your comedy show.
Yeah, well, I mean, I started doing stand-up again.
And she was nice enough to come on stage.
I came on.
I'm just saying it wasn't Steve's comedy show. That's all I need you to know. It was everybody's comedy show in this room except for Steve's.
I did not do any comedy up there. No.
But
I did go up for an hour. But I just didn't do anything.
The lights were off.
Yeah.
Everything was done. No, and he went up there. But yeah, so we got to see her perform. And she was amazing and so funny. And we're like, you have to be on our podcast, especially since she lives right next to us. So welcome, Jalen. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for having me. It was amazing. Nikki was amazing.
Oh.
Amazing.
Oh, stop.
Yes, she was.
And Steve, come on.
I mean, come on, I did a whole hour.
Come on.
Steve was really good at clapping.
He didn't even need the mic. That's how good he was.
Wait, how long was the show? I was there for 2 hours. Then.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, 2 hours. Okay.
Steve, actually, you actually enjoyed the show. Like,
I did.
You're usually in LA at any stand-up comedy show we've gone to. He really hates it.
Miserable.
Yeah, but you really liked the show.
Well, because it was good. There was good people. Like you said,
there was really good people.
There
was really good people.
I'm used to like jaded comedians in the audience all not wanting to laugh because they're just waiting to go up and they're not even really listening.
Oh yeah.
Right,
and that's the LA vibe, like the comedy scene, it seems, unless you're in the touristy areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, this was great though. It was really fun.
True. Or they're just waiting for whatever comic, headliner comic they paid for.
Exactly.
And then they're just like,
they're just
whatever
fucking watching their phones and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but these were just regular folks. It was in Ventura.
Yeah.
They were regular folks.
Well, and there was like a power outage and stuff.
You know, it was a blackout according to Nikki.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a blackout.
That's what I heard.
Jalen's.
And I was the only black that was out.
Yeah, and
that's,
I forgot.
I was being very
exclusive. I thought there was another blackout. It was Ventura. So,
yeah, I mean,
you know,
what can you expect?
But yeah, so Ventura was a great audience because they were just like people that were there to laugh. They were there like on a night out, on a weekend. So it was fun. But I always ask our guests before they come on. I can't say words today. But before they come on, I ask them, like, what's some shit that they wish they would have been told, like before they had to learn the hard way? And Jalen said that free is not free.
Free is never free. Like, if you get a drink free, you got to buy the cup. Like, they don't give you the cup.
Yep.
They just give you the drink free. Nothing is ever
free.
But
what about a souvenir cup that only costs $70?
That's right.
Exactly.
But you pay the $75.
Yeah, for the drink that was inside of it, and then they give you the cup at the end.
And then you don't even get refills.
It's nuts.
Free is never free.
I remember those girls, like, when I was in my young 20s, and they'd be like, let's go to the bar, and like, we'll get free drinks because guys will buy them. I'm like, that's not free.
That's not free.
That's not free.
I'm going to attempt to debunk you, though, today on this free is not free thing.
Okay, if you can tell me one thing.
I will try.
That is
okay,
free.
What
absolutely
about, so
free.
So recently, I got a Costco membership, and you can get samples for free.
But you had to pay for the membership.
For membership.
Ah, shit. Okay.
That's $150.
I said I was going to try. Okay, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's $150. Nothing is free.
No, it was $60.
$60.
That's still not free.
It's still not free. Yeah. And then you have to buy stuff when you go into Costco. So you can't just walk around Costco eating free samples.
You can, but it's hard.
But you'll never do it.
No, you always get
distracted. They'll
get
you with the great samples, and then you'll be like, this is good.
You know what I try to do is not get a cart. Because then it's real pain in the ass to walk around Costco with anything.
Yeah. But
so not getting a cart helps.
I try to do that at Target. It never works. I'm always like stuffed to the brim with pillows and throw pillows and like water filters.
That's
like
true.
All the shit that I didn't
know. They'll get you at the front. They always get you at the front.
They do. So,
even if you make it all the way through the store and you don't buy one thing, you'll see some person coming through with something that you need in your house and you'll be like, dang.
Well, it's even designed that way at the front. That's where
with the
you're
little gadgets,
yeah, the snackies
gizmos.
And all that. Yeah,
yeah. Yep. Free's not free.
That's true.
They know what they're doing.
Free's not free.
You know what else is not free? Is consultations. Like, never. When you're trying, like, I wanted to get our bathroom remodeled, but I wanted to know, like, a quote before jumping into a remodel. So I had, like, people come over. They're all like, free consultation, free consultation. And they'll come over and they'll give you the consultation, but then they will never stop calling you. They will call you forever for the rest of your life.
But it was a free consultation.
Yeah, but no, yeah. I had to pay by having my phone ring all the fucking time.
You have to pay because you have to change your phone.
Yeah, you have to.
Because you're now considered a lead.
Yeah. And so they'll call you. And even like if you say, have you ever said, well, like a store is coming into your community and they want to give away something free, or like especially restaurants.
Yeah.
Say like the Habit came into the community.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, oh, free burgers. And you can get a free meal, free drink. And I was like, oh, you don't have to buy anything. But you had to stand in line for 2 hours.
Oh, right.
So it's not free.
Right.
Nothing is free.
Time is money.
Do you think that, do you wish that everything was free? Because I sure do.
I think if it was free, it should be free.
Yeah.
What about that song where they go, the best things in life are free?
Nothing.
But not even the best things?
There's nothing best about being free.
But what about love? Ain't love free?
No, that's definitely not free.
Oh, that's true. That's expensive.
Everything costs.
Yeah. I paid a lot for that love.
If you get free love,
you paid a lot for that love.
That's true.
You might have herpes.
That's very
herpes
true.
Herpes are free.
No, because that's the gift that keeps on giving. It never, that one goes around.
Is very cheap close enough to free to feel satisfying?
But if it's very cheap, it's not good.
Ooh.
Yeah,
have you noticed anything that is very cheap is not good?
Steve's pretty cheap.
I'm pretty cheap, though.
He doesn't look cheap.
Well,
he doesn't look cheap.
Oh, that's because I dressed him.
He's groomed.
But don't I act cheap?
No.
Oh, damn. Okay.
You have two beverages. That's not cheap. That's an expensive man.
That's because I don't want to get up during the show and go get another beverage because I plow through these things
pretty
quick.
But a cheap person would have kept just one beverage and sip, sip, sip.
You would have had a reusable water bottle.
That's a cheap person. Yeah, that's a cheap person.
I always saw me as a deals guy. You're saying you don't think so?
No, that's not cheap. Mm-mm. You've got a phone and glasses. That's not cheap.
Okay.
A cheap person has a flip phone.
Okay.
Would you say that like maybe everybody in a first world country then probably isn't cheap then? Because everyone has a smartphone, I feel like.
Not everybody.
And in third world countries they do too.
Yes, that's true. Yes, yeah. They do. Third Little world countries, fact. They do have... The smartphone. iPhone and the smartphone is just...
It's pervasive.
If you don't have... But now even the flip phone.
What? There's still flip phones?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have a new surge of flip phones.
They're coming back because people are getting addicted to their phones and they want options
taken from
them. Oh, they want
to get off the
grid?
It's like when CDs came out and MP3s and everyone's going back to vinyls and record players?
Dude, me and my bud Michael, we talk about this every week or so when I see him. We talk about how like I want to get a flip phone or whatever. Like he always says that because it is so... It's one of those things where you just sit there and you don't even know how much time went by.
That's true.
And
you can look up. 2-3 hours on a
Sometimes
phone.
I see Nikki and she's just standing in the kitchen and she's been there for like 45 minutes in the same spot.
On the
just
phone.
Just standing there like a zombie.
So sometimes I'm not even on my phone.
Did you say
I'm
just a zombie?
Yeah, like what a zombie would do. Exactly.
A zombie?
Yeah, you know, like in all the zombie movies.
Did you say zombie?
Yeah.
Not zombie.
Have you seen, which one's that?
A zombie.
A zombie.
Yeah, you said a zombie.
Which one's those?
What is a zombie?
Which one does the Cranberries sing about?
The Cranberries, they sing about the zombies.
Oh.
They sing about zombies.
Yeah.
Not zombies.
I don't know the second one.
Is he?
Z-O-M-B-I-E?
What are you drinking? Is that cocaine?
Monsters. No, it's
No, you're
it's
drinking
Rockstar.
A Rockstar, you cheap ass.
Energy drinks.
I was like, what is a zombie?
He needs to say zombie,
right?
He
no,
does.
A zombie is an undead person.
That's a zombie. Does
I'm
anybody
really
else understand what I'm talking about?
I'm not particularly familiar with that.
I've been married to this for a while, so
and
I just
says zombies.
Yeah, he says a lot of things.
I love it.
The zombies are coming. Help me
no
out.
No one's gonna save you.
When you're at an ice rink, maybe I have your back.
Yeah. Okay.
When you're at an ice rink and it's time to clear the ice because they got to clean it, they use a Zambino.
That's
what you're talking about, right?
No, that's a Zambino.
What is it called?
Zambino.
I think it's a Zambino, actually. We should look that up, actually.
It's not free to be on this podcast.
No, it's not. You're going to lose something.
You lose some IQ points.
Yeah. I'm going to go home talking about zombies.
Yeah. And you're going to be like,
and I'm going to talk about Zambinos.
I love it.
So I thought this was interesting because that was like the first thing that Jalen said is like that free's not free. And I thought this was interesting because it reminded me of all the other just like marketing strategies and tactics
timeshares
that we constantly fall fair.
I got a buddy who just told me that she's got into a timeshare thing for years and she just doesn't want to deal with it. She pays it every year.
Yeah, my parents
and
do that.
You can't get it off.
Yeah, right.
You can't sell a timeshare. Well, you can sell it to somebody,
yeah,
but you always have to continue to pay for it.
Until somebody buys it from you, yeah, if they do. My parents do that.
They still have it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so wait, let me tell you about... Please. This is great. Please. Okay, so for those of you who have ever had to go to a timeshare meeting, they lure you in by saying... So the first time we got lured in was in Hawaii.
Yep.
Hawaii loves to do this to you because they can give you luau tickets. They can give you... There's a lot of things they can give you. Like
Vegas too, free
tourist
shows.
Tourist attractions. Yep. Yeah, so they like to do it in like touristy places because...
Disneyland.
That's how you get you in. Mm-hmm. Right. And so they go, okay, you get free tickets for these very expensive tourist attractions.
Free's not
all
free.
You got to do is listen to a 45-minute meeting. Okay, it is never 45 minutes.
It's 4 hours.
Just so you know.
Technically... I found out when we went to Disney World.
Yeah.
And this is for everybody out there. Went to Disney World. They can only hold you 90 minutes. They cannot hold you past 90 minutes. I turn on my
timer
the moment I walk in and I say, you are on the clock. So we can eat lunch. We can do breakfast because they give you breakfast,
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
I said, but you at 90 minutes, I'm walking out of here with my stuff in my hand. Done.
And you can get away with that?
Yes, because they cannot hold...
They don't tackle you at the door?
They know legally they cannot hold you any longer.
Did you get Disneyland tickets?
I got all kind of tickets.
They have a legal right to hold you for 90 minutes, though?
90 minutes.
What's to give you the exchange for the what they say. Yeah, you have to listen to their presentation in order to get the big ticket item. Right, but they bank on that most people, by the end of the day, they'll buy it. They'll buy the timeshare. And it really happens. That's how my parents bought it. So, but they didn't buy it in Hawaii.
Yeah.
They regretted not buying it in Hawaii. We got the luau tickets and everything. But then the next time we got hit up was in California in San Luis Obispo. And so they went to that one. And since they regretted not buying the one in Hawaii so much, because basically if you buy a timeshare, wherever you bought it, that's your home base. Mm. So you always get 2 weeks at that location, no matter what. If you buy anywhere else, like San Luis Obispo, for example.
Or Tucson, Arizona, maybe.
Wherever. So this is how they get you. They go, oh, you buy it here, right? And you always get your 2 weeks in San Luis Obispo if you want them.
But
you can... switch
it out.
The way it's timeshare is you put those 2 weeks in a pile, and then if someone else wants to come to San Luis Obispo...
Instead of Hawaii.
You can take Hawaii. And so my parents were like, well, now we could still go to Hawaii because we'll just put up our San Luis Obispo tickets. But no one ever wants to go to San Luis Obispo.
Hello. And then
especially
it's always like, when you think about it, you're buying it in Hawaii, right? Everyone who else bought theirs in Hawaii, they're already in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you can never really switch them around like that. And you also have to pay for it even after you're dead. That goes into your debt.
What?
So your children will pick that up.
Are you serious? I'm going to have to pay for San Luis Obispo?
You are going to be paying for San Luis.
Oh, my. Well, you better give it to Dane, guys. Parents will listen.
At least it benefits some of those mom and pop timeshare places that, you know, they're struggling. And
then nobody wants to go to.
Well, no, the mom and pop ones I'm talking about.
Shut the fuck up.
No, like a nice couple who's been doing it for years.
They have their own
time. The ones with the Zambies.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about... A nice couple who put together this operation because they actually wanted to help people save on vacations.
Have you met this couple?
So you're talking about like
a swinger couple.
I'm not talking about like the
Your grandma or something in the basement.
I know that there are gigantic, huge corporations that do timeshares.
Yeah.
But surely
resorts.
There's a nice couple of folks that are doing it.
And maybe this is keeping them afloat. Oh, so you think like a bed and breakfast kind of
joint. Yeah.
No.
I don't think so.
I'm thinking
I like
not.
To think that.
Who would buy that?
Nobody.
It's a timeshare because you basically live there for 2 weeks. Like, it's got a kitchen. It's like a whole, like, condo, basically. Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper than a hotel.
Yeah. I mean, but it's on a resort. So we got to go to Cancun 1 year.
That's
and
sick.
And it was at this, like, crazy resort because that was where the timeshare was located. And it was on the beach. That was really cool. And we used the timeshare a couple times. Like, we went to Lake Tahoe, Cancun, I think San Diego.
Did you go to San Luis Obispo?
No, we've never gone to San Luis Obispo. They've given it away as a gift to people.
Oh, God.
It's like a weekend getaway thing.
That sounds terrible.
But, like, yeah, we never even stayed in San Luis Obispo. But my parents got a Royal Caribbean cruise from that Time Sure Thing.
Wow.
I remember I was the one that picked up the phone for that. I was like, a cruise? My mom will love this.
Oh, no.
And I took the message for her, and she called it back.
And it's still not free.
It's still not free, no.
Because even if you win the free cruises, you have to pay the taxes.
Oh.
And sometimes the taxes are $100 to $75 a day for the port
I love that Nikki,
still not free.
Nikki is the sweet kid taking the message from mom, who's supposed to be the gatekeeper of knowledge, who's going to be like, oh, silly Nikki, this is not a free cruise. And instead she's like, holy shit, a free cruise.
My mom loves cruises. She won't stop talking about cruises. She never goes on them, but she always talks about them.
Oh, she has to go. You know, I'm with Carnival Cruise Line.
Oh, yeah?
And the biggest...
I threw up a lot on Carnival Cruise.
Same. Oh, everybody does. I think that's the reason why we go. But one of the biggest ships that is going to be on the Seven Seas is coming to Long Beach. Mm. And it will be in Long Beach in November.
When you say you're with them, like, you're getting paid to talk about it?
I am a comedian on Carnival Cruise Line.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So one of the biggest ships is coming out here to Long Beach.
You don't get seasickness?
Not anymore. I've been on there for 6 years, so no, not anymore.
And I guess if it's the biggest ship. Because I'm pretty sure we were on the smallest ship.
Even the little ones. If you take a shot of ginger,
yeah,
boom, you're good.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We were taking shots of tequila. That's where we fucked up.
Oh, no, that's where you fucked up.
Okay.
And we went to Ensenada. I think we fucked up there, too.
And we went to Ensenada and didn't choose the tourist attraction. We chose the unlimited bar.
Well, the tourist attraction in Ensenada is to run from the children that are selling chiclets.
That is correct.
That's everywhere.
That's and to not get your hair braided.
Right.
It's like Hollywood and Highland, except it's not hot dogs. Like in bacon wrap hot dogs, you know what I mean? It's just
I want to know who told the natives in Ensenada, the native people, that that Americans love chiclets.
Right.
And getting their hair braided. Who said that? Somebody gave them misinformation.
I would love to.
That was probably free information that was wrong.
I want to look you in the eye right now and say, I know, isn't that ridiculous? But me and Nikki bought a ton of shit from them.
Well, I know we bought they had this metal worker guy, I guess, and we're huge football fans, and I'm a Packers fan, he's a Colts fan. They made like this metal art pieces that were like Packers and Colts stuff.
That we spin around?
We were drunk.
Not quite, but they were spinning at the time because we were
were
drinking heavily. And
you got a poncho.
I did not. No, it was very hot already.
But he did get Adderall or something.
I got Adderall.
Yay. Because
they had a pharmacy.
I got two big bottles of it. And then Nikki threw away one of my whole bottles of it.
Because it said expired on it.
How stupid is she?
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about nothing being free.
I didn't know.
She actually thinks that expiration shit means it doesn't work anymore the day after.
I didn't know. I was cleaning. I was doing a Marie Kondo method of our house, and I was throwing out a bunch of old medications and stuff and things that were expired.
Oh, you can still take that shit. It's probably expired as soon as it hits the bottle.
Right?
That's what my mother raised me to believe, but this chick was told, oh, no, if the mustard, if it's one day beyond, it's completely fucked. No,
only milk.
It was actually the opposite. So my family kept shit way too long, and I was, like, disgusted by it. So I'm like, we are not having that in my house. Everything's going to be thrown out on time.
Oh, Jesus. Well, because hide my water, because I'm probably going to get it thrown out.
Yeah, you better finish that.
She threw out a $100 bottle.
Expires in 2 hours.
Of cheap Mexican Adderall. That was very good, by the way.
It probably wasn't even Adderall.
Well, whatever it was, it could have been speed. It sure as hell worked. I wrote a whole second season of a cartoon show.
Did you?
I did.
In 20 seconds?
In a day. And it was like, it was fun.
Doesn't Adderall have a really bad crash? Don't you crash really hard off of
it? So I've heard that, but for some reason it worked well with my physiology. Mm-hmm. I did not have a crash. I just had dry mouth, which I heard is a popular side effect from that.
Huh.
But it was
a popular one.
You know, when you do drugs, yeah, definitely there's some side effects.
Right, but I think this one has the least.
Adderall, even writing a television show, one whole season.
It was a web show.
A web show. In one whole season. One whole season.
Yeah.
In like 22 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was like 20 hours.
Even that wasn't free because you got dry mouth from it.
Yeah, see?
True, but I'll take the dry mouth for all that work done. That was like, I think, 10 episodes. And
so
like,
you're willing to take whatever side effects you have for free?
Yeah, of course.
It's an exchange. It's an exchange.
So you're willing, like, so if it has a really bad side effect, like say if it's runny stool.
Well, that's less fun.
Okay, will you take it?
But I don't know if
whole season, whole season.
Not a whole. I think you would. I think I would.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
Whole season.
Yeah.
Great season. You're gonna take the running.
Yeah, of course.
Stool.
Yeah. I took it already.
I mean, his tummy's already pretty sensitive anyway.
What are you, come on.
Like, he eats an enchilada and he's in the bathroom forever, so.
Anytime you call it a tummy.
Who doesn't eat an enchilada and go to the bathroom forever?
I don't.
You don't eat enchiladas at all.
Well, never, not anymore, but my stomach's pretty good at processing things, but.
Because are you a vegan?
No, I'm a pescatarian, but I used to not be.
Pescatarians don't eat enchiladas?
I'm dairy-free pescatarian. I do eat.
You can eat the vegan cheese.
Yeah, I'll eat that. Like, if I make it at home.
But it doesn't melt.
Yeah. Some of them do. The Follow Your Heart one does. There's some good brands out there. But I will say I don't make enchiladas a lot at home.
Because you're not good at it.
Yeah, and I just don't like want to.
She was good at it.
I'm pretty
lazy. Before she became a vegetarian.
I made some really good jackfruit enchiladas, and you really
like
them.
That's true. I like those, yeah.
Jackfruit is delicious.
Jackfruit's awesome. Like, I can't believe how versatile it is.
Yeah. I can't either, because it tastes like bubble gum when it's
because that's a full mature.
When it's not in its process stage. When it's in its natural stage, it tastes like bubble gum. But then when you cook it.
No, so that yummy. That's a full mature adult jackfruit when you're eating it and it tastes like bubblegum. The ones in the can are the underripe baby jackfruits.
And those are nasty.
And those are flavorless. And so they take on the flavor of whatever sauce or whatever you cook with it. So that will
normally
never taste
normally garbage
like.
Can.
Yes.
Yeah, those go straight in the garbage.
Tell me something. You're on a Carnival cruise.
Yes.
What is the main difference doing stand up on Carnival cruise versus just doing stand up anywhere? Like, especially
water.
In LA. Okay, really?
Yeah.
Same kind of jam?
Same kind of jam.
Same kind of people?
Same. Well, because you think those people don't live on the ship. They're going on vacation. So they're there for 3 to 7 days. And so that's the biggest difference is the fact that you're not such a captive audience.
Mm.
Because in the clubs, they're a captive audience. Because normally they paid to get in. And they're willing to listen. They've got a parking, babysitters, all this. So you're invested in that particular show. So you almost get a better audience in the club. But at the ship, they didn't really pay for it. I mean, they paid for the cruise, but they're just walking into the room sometimes. They know it's a comedy club, but if they don't like it, they're not invested. They'll just get up and go drink on the balcony, you know. They'll go to gamble. They'll go, you know. See who's beating their husband or wife, you know. they're not vested in staying in that club. So I think that's the biggest difference.
Makes sense.
What got you into stand up?
I lost a bet.
Really?
Yes.
Do explain.
My sister is a model and I was like, this is the easiest job in the world. All you gotta do is put on somebody else's clothes and stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. I was like, pfft. I could do it. And so I got into a modeling competition, won.
And you won?
I won.
Wow, congrats.
And
I was
like, did you beat your sister?
No.
Oh, that would have been great.
Wait, how did you lose the bet then?
How I lost is what she won was John Casablanca. And what she won was I think it was like 8 weeks or something of modeling training.
Okay.
And a portfolio. At the end.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, this is cool.
I remember that John Casablanca.
Yeah, my sister's like, oh, you're going to be able to. She was like, now you'll learn. It's not easy. But I thought I was doing good.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked me to leave.
Oh,
really?
They gave me $750, the value of. The
to leave.
To leave.
What did you do in there?
Yeah, what did you do?
I was making jokes and making the girls want to go eat. I would bring food all the time. I'd be walking down the catwalk all silly, like, and one and two and pez and three and four and snap. And so they did not like that. And the woman was like, you are too animated. You will never make it modeling. And they gave me my $750 and sent me on my way.
They were like, you should do stand-up.
They were like, you're out of here. And then my sister was like, if you don't do it, I'm going to pick what you need to do for a career. And I was like, yeah, right. And I was already working at a comedy club. I was a bouncer at a comedy
club. Okay.
So she just was like, this is it. She called the club and said, she says she's funnier than anybody there. The next week, they were like, you're going up. But I was like, but I haven't even practiced.
You need to give her the $750.
Yeah, and then that's how I became a stand-up comedian.
That's amazing. I love that.
You go, so you're prepping. You've got a week to prepare to go for the first time. What goes through your head? What are you preparing?
I just talked about the shit I knew.
Yeah.
And I think I always do that. I just talked. My first joke was... I was sitting and I was writing in the house and I was telling my dad, I was like, I'm just terrified. I can't do this. And we were watching TV and I said, oh my God, I just wish somebody could just like write down what I'm saying. And my dad said, well, have it closed captioned. I said, what? How can I have a closed caption? He said, I don't know, just make it up. And I was like, how do you have a live show closed caption? So I got up there and I was moving my legs in and out and I said I wanted to have my show for the hearing impaired, but none of my friends know how to sign, so I thought I'd do it myself. And I just kept doing it and I was like, oh my God, did I misspell that word, sir? Let me go back and get it. And then that was my very first joke. And then I talked about Ernie and Bert being gay.
Start with what you know. Yeah.
I was like, always thought Ernie and Bert were gay.
For sure.
Yeah, they are, sure. Aren't they?
And I found out later that they really were, because there's no girls in Sesame Street.
Yeah. Oh,
well, they were
confirmed
later, right? It was
that the guy that wrote them were gay, and that's what he would talk about. And I was
J.K. Rowling, where everyone became gay way later, and she's just like, oh, well, they were gay the whole time. It's like, come on, dude.
No, you're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I always said they were the first gay interracial couple.
Oh, true. Right. Because what is...
Yellow and Red.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I said, because every song that Ernie sang was about Bert.
Aw.
And then they took baths together. They were grown puppets.
That's true. I didn't even think about it when I was a kid, because you take baths with your brother. Like, I mean, I took baths...
Your brother,
maybe,
but you don't take it with your roommate.
Right. True. But in my head, because I'm a kid, I'm like, oh, they're brothers. They're just taking baths together.
Has anyone ever stood outside of the Sesame Street PBS headquarters with a sign that says, God hates Bert and Ernie? Does anyone take it that serious out there? Can I be the first guy? I might do that.
God hates Bert and Ernie. You're going to puppet hell.
Right?
You're going to puppet hell.
I'm kind of into that.
Yeah. Because even they'd have that little girl. She'd come over, but she never spent the night.
Oh, I don't remember. Man, I was not that invested in Sesame Street.
Oh, I was. I don't remember them being affectionate towards each other ever, but I don't think they had to be. I think it was kind of an implied thing.
Yeah, they were. We're not always.
Yeah, they were, because Bert. They remember he would always lose Mr. Rubber Ducky. Ernie would always lose Mr. Rubber Ducky.
Yeah.
He'd go down looking for him, and he was always in Bert's ass. Every time.
Good point.
Every time.
That's true.
Woo, I found him.
His voice would change, too.
Mr. Rubber Ducky!
That's right.
Yeah, always. Because the Mr. Rubber Ducky, where are you?
Right.
And he'd go down there looking for him, and Bert would be like, you found him!
It's darker than I remembered.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better.
Wow. I just remember that Snuffleupagus guy was like always high.
He was high, and he lived with, he was like a bum. He was a bum on the couch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because he never had his own spot.
And Oscar the Grouch was just a homeless guy outside, basically.
Yeah, he was a homeless, grouchy dude in a can.
Yeah, you know Cookie Monster can't eat cookies anymore?
What?
Why?
Yeah, he's diabetic or whatever.
They got him on broccoli now or something?
No, yeah, like, for real, it's like, he's not allowed to eat cookies. I mean, he can have one every now and then in moderation, but he's
that
not,
is
he
ridiculous.
Cannot
what
did
he
have
do to himself?
Cookies.
He ate too many.
He's all
he's
skinny.
He's pre-diabetic,
Yeah, shit. So to stand up after that, first time, does it kind of get easier for you? Does it get harder? Are you ever, you're like, oh man, I bombed tonight and I don't know if I'm going to do this again? Like,
oh no, you don't bomb and don't want to do it again.
Yeah, there's something that you, like, you're a psychopath in your blood. It's like, if you bomb, you're like, how can I do it better next time? Well, you go home and you hate yourself. But then the next day you're like, I think if I would have changed this part and this part, it would have gone really good. And then you get back on stage and you can't wait to get back on stage. It's fucking weird. Like, it's illogical.
Yeah, you do definitely. That is exactly it. You know from the first time you do stand up, if you're ever going to do it again.
Yeah.
Like if you get off stage and go, God, I need two more minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get off stage and go, I will never do that again, chances are you're never going to get back up on stage again.
Right.
And there's like you go through periods, I think, like anything. You go through periods like I think when I first started doing stand up, I was a superhero. I didn't care who went up. It didn't matter. the best comic in the world could go up in front of me, the best comic in the world could go behind me, and I had no fear. I was fearless.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into a competition, and when I got into that competition and didn't win, my confidence left with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, shit. Then I would judge everything I did, and I would be really cautious of, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that, and maybe I wouldn't do that. And then it started to kind of go up and down and up and down. And I think sometimes the more success you have, the more unconfident mm-hmm. you get.
Because you think you can't top yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so similar to how I started. I never had a bad show until like maybe a year or two in. And it was because I got, so I was like the first year I was like flying, like it didn't matter who went up. And I remember opening for a headliner, you know, Josh Wolf.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was having me open for him on like, I started in Santa Barbara. So I would do like Santa Barbara, Ventura, Oxnard, Camarillo and stuff. And I remember him telling me, I know you think you're really good right now. And like, it's good, and I want you to keep going, but just remember, like, in 3 years, you're going to look back and be like, I had no idea what I was doing back then. Like, you're going to be way better later, so don't try to go too far right now. Like, wait and, like, hone your craft and your voice and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I remember, like, getting really drunk, like, because you just get kind of cocky. You're like, wow, I could do this, like, in my sleep. And then I get drunk really fast, too. So I had a couple shots at the bar before my set. I couldn't remember any of the punchlines, only the setups. So I'd say the whole setup, and
sounds
I could
funny.
Not remember the fucking punchlines of anything. And it was the most embarrassing thing I had ever gone through that I started to doubt everything. I was like, oh, no, anything could happen now. And then I took a break like a couple months and after like I did a few shows and I took a break and I wanted to write new material. And then I didn't feel like I could write better material. And it started spiraling like that.
It's a definite cycle. Like you definitely now I know I'm a much better comedian than I was before. Even though I think that I always was a pretty good comedian, I know now I'm a much better comedian. But in 10 years, I'll be even better than I am right now. Comedy is like a seasoned wine. You know, that's why some of the new guys that you see, they'll go up and they're so cocky.
Yeah.
But then you'll see an old gruffy guy that'll walk up and you'll be like, ah, that kid just blew him away. And he'll get up and he will destroy mm-hmm. the room. And that is because he's been doing it for 35 years.
Yeah.
And he has so much knowledge to pull from. He knows every type of crowd there is. He's not going to get freaked out that the crowd's not laughing or the crowd's not doing whatever. Just like at the Ventura show.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I love so much about you. Your crowd work is impeccable. Yeah. I just love that you could point to any person in the audience and you had something to say.
Especially
about
the cool spots of the room. You were like, you were just dicing
warming
those fools.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah, and that's just because I have a joke on every person that's out there, and it's like, if you got a blue shirt on, I got something about a blue shirt. But that's from years and years of just honing that skill that it becomes natural for you.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the one thing that people don't tell you, that like most of the comics that we know, like Carlin and Pryor and all of those guys that you know, Jerry Seinfeld, those guys were doing stand-up almost 15 to 20 years before you even knew who they were.
Right.
And now I think that's the difference. Like now people are becoming comics that we know right now in 4 years.
Yeah, because
but then
it's
they drop
media.
Off so fast because they don't know their own voice
right.
yet. And it's really difficult to know your voice in 3 years.
Totally. And on that note, we're going to take a break. We'll come back really soon. So stay tuned. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back. And I wanted to bring it back to our topic about shit not being free, or different ways that we've been manipulated by marketing, because it still happens. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like the older I get, the more I'm like open to being manipulated by marketing. Like I'll sign up for like I'll follow brands on Instagram, like Free People or Urban Outfitters that I know I like, and I'll wait for their sales because I know they're going to go on sale within 2 weeks of them coming out. And I still like, I just like to be advertised to now.
I like Black Friday. I love the energy of Black Friday. Yeah.
I like Black Friday because it's, for me, every Friday.
Oh, I see. Because you're on the count that you're black.
Every Friday.
Even if there's no blackout?
Even if there's no blackout, it's always me.
Oh, dang.
But you know what? But Black Friday and those, even when you think about it, like, okay, if it's going to be like 2-for-1s, because that's marketing. That's the kind of marketing you like, the 2-for-1. It's never free.
No.
Yeah, but 2-for-1.
Because the 2-for-1, the first one that you're buying
is way overpriced.
It's way overpriced.
Yes.
So they greased up this hand and jabbed up this one.
Yeah, but sometimes I can get 2 Rockstar energy drinks for $3, and I think that's pretty damn good.
You can get that at Costco.
Well, now.
You save yourself.
Well, how much is 1 Rockstar?
Like $2.33. So getting 2-for-3, that's a pretty good deal, I think. Not free, though. Not free.
Not free.
Not free.
So there,
not
free. Here are some popular marketing
tricks. 2-for-1,
tricks.
You know, two for one is you get that Starbucks coffee for how much?
I think it was like $3.
You get that for $3 and then they give you another one. That's 2-for-1.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
But I can't drink two. That's how they get you. They know you're not going to drink the other one. But Starbucks does have a good rewards program. Let me just whore myself out really quick. I'm already buying Starbucks, right? I'm already buying it. But if you're like part of their program, like you buy it for a week and you get a free drink or a free food item. So that's shit, like I'm already doing that.
Yeah,
might
but
as
that's
well collect
what,
like an extra thing.
That's $4 for the whole week just to get something.
No, but it's not just to get it because I would have done it anyway without the free thing. But then they just decided to give me a free thing.
You know what I've noticed?
That's pretty cool. I love you, Starbucks.
You know what I've noticed about myself is sometimes if something's like $8, but it says $7.99.
You'll take it.
No, I'll tell my wife. She's like, how much was it? I'll say it was $7. Because I like to think that I did a better deal.
What a liar.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so you just told on yourself.
Yeah.
Because this is your wife.
Now I'm going
to know. I'm honest to a fault sometimes. Yeah, shouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's really honest to a fault. You lied to me a lot. You just told me you lied to me a lot.
Shouldn't do it.
Okay, so here's some popular marketing schemes that happen, and tell me if you've been fooled by any of these lately.
Okay.
All right, number one is the instant markdown, and this is when companies are like, you know, it's not a holiday yet, but we're going to just put like retail price, $140, and then have it slashed out and be like, our price, $50.
Walmart.
$49.99.
That little rollback thing.
Yeah,
oh my God, that used to get me all the time.
It still works, I heard.
Yeah, probably work on you.
Whenever you see that little, a little smiley face and he rolls back, you're like, oh, I don't even go to Walmart.
Stop rolling.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, that gets me every time. Every time.
Because you see that big old number, $140, and now it's only $59.99.
You know what I like is sometimes at Ralph's gets so cynical. You're going to pay for like a jar of spaghetti sauce and it says $2.99 and it says marked down and it says the same price in the yellow sticker.
What?
Yeah, fucking cynical ass Ralph's.
Ooh.
You know what I don't like about Ralph's? Okay, Ralph's. In the alcohol department, it'll be like, it'll show you like original price $60, our price $30. You're like, holy shit. But then in small writing, it's like, if you buy 6 bottles.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
And I'm like, $30 a bottle if I buy 6 bottles.
But if you haggle at the register, they'll mark it down to the original one. They will. I've done it.
Oh, they will?
I was like, this is some bullshit. I didn't know about this shit. Like, yeah, you gotta buy 6. I was like, I didn't know about this shit. I demand the original price, and she gave it to me.
Not the original. Well, they'll give you the original price.
No, I demand the first price. No, I demand the 6 bottle price, is what I'm saying. The original
she's
price
like,
that I thought
sir.
I was gonna get.
Like, here's right, the
sir.
Original price.
No,
that
the one I thought I was gonna get.
Here's the $39.99. Enjoy your one cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You can choose not to listen to me, but
I love it.
I know what I meant.
I love it. But yes, you're absolutely right that they do get you. But see, again, it's not free because you know the reason why it's not free? Because you got to get the little card. If you don't have their card.
But the card is free.
Yeah,
at Ralph's.
It's not free because you got to buy six of this shit to make it worth it.
The card is free to sign up.
No, you know it's not free.
I think
it's
I'm not happy on this one.
You have to give your info.
You have to give your information, and which they sell it to somebody.
Yeah, but it's still free to sign up.
And now you get 99 emails.
But it's still free to sign up.
If you don't value your info, yeah, then I guess it is free.
Yeah, if you give them fake-ass info, guess what? It's free.
And then
you never get it.
You never, yeah, you don't.
Barry Gibb, DP69@yahoo.com. That's my fake email.
Why would
and that's
you
what
tell
I use for everything.
Your fake email?
Because they can email it because it doesn't fucking matter. That's what I
what
give
if,
to Ralph. I give
if,
to Best Buy. I give
Mr.
to everything.
Mr. Ralph is listening. And now
I sure
knows.
Hope he's not.
And
well,
now
please
he
don't
knows.
Send it to him.
Yeah. And now everyone in prison have Barry Gibb's
Barry
information.
Barry Gibb, DP69@yahoo.com.
Yeah, they have his
I think I'll be all right.
Because the prisoners are the ones that are sending out the stuff to us.
See? See?
So even being in prison isn't free. You got work.
Or kids Good in point. China.
Good point.
Another thing is decoy pricing. So it's when, like, if there's a small and large size, and the small is $2 and the large is $8, most people buy the small. However, if you add a medium at $7, most people will buy the large because they go, oh, it's only a dollar more than the medium.
So I don't even know what you just said.
Okay, so there's
that was confusing.
Okay, so let's say there's a small and a large.
Okay.
Yeah.
The small is $2. The large is $8. You're like, holy shit, that disparity makes me want the small.
Right.
Because I'm like, $2 is a better deal. But if there's a medium one now, and you never saw that there was just two, you just see it like $2, medium $7, large $8.
True.
You're like, I'm getting a better deal.
That's what Arclight
if
does.
I get the $8 one,
yes,
because it's only a dollar more than the $7 one, so I'm totally ripping them off.
Arclight fucks me like this for sure.
Yeah.
Because I thought for sure popcorn. They get me that every time with popcorn like that. Even though you know you're not going to eat a tube of popcorn with the popcorn butter.
It's
who the hell
salty.
Uses popcorn butter?
I watched a lady in front of me and she's like, is this real butter?
No.
And the guy's like, no.
No, I think there's even like vegan popcorn butter there. Yeah. It's like all dairy-free.
No thanks.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I don't really like popcorn at the movie theater. I like alcohol. So I'm glad they
at
let
the
us
movie
drink.
Theater?
Yeah, they let us drink.
Arclight
now,
has
at Arclight.
They let you drink in any theater now.
At
even
iPix?
Pixar movies, and that's the only ones I go to while
Dude,
I drink.
The cartoon movies, you just be sappy drunk
Think
while the kids
it.
Are there.
Yep. Parents need it more. Parents need it more than than regular people.
No, that's true. If you had a kid, you do want to be drunk
most
of the time.
You're taking your kid to Frozen 2, you better be freaking drinking Pinot or something.
Yeah, because he's going to sit there and sing the damn songs the whole time. Oh, my God.
You take him to a sing-along theater?
Oh my God.
I'm showing up tanked.
It's probably what they noticed. It was like a lot of moms sneaking wine in the baby bottles or something like that. They're
yeah,
like,
they
let's
probably just
let him drink.
You know what
just
they did? They
drink.
Drove by one of those sip and draw things.
Yeah.
And they're like, why aren't we
paint.
Doing this in movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sip and watch a movie.
That's what you want, the parents all drunk, putting the baby in the car seat. Come on, we're going to go to the car
seat. Well, now that there's
now.
Uber, you could do whatever you
That's
want.
That's right.
But don't they have to, you have to bring your own car seat
oh,
when
probably.
You're Ubering.
Do you
probably.
Really?
Yeah. They're
well,
not going to
I wouldn't trust their car seat.
You walking around
one.
With a car seat?
You have to bring a car seat.
You have
if
a
you're
baby,
Ubering.
You're going to walk around with a car seat
no,
anyway.
No, but you're walking, think about it. You Uber somewhere and now you got to walk around with that car
you
seat.
You got to walk
true,
around with a car
true.
Seat.
Yeah.
So you really got to look like a goof.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to bring your own car seat.
Get a stroller that carries a car seat in it. It's just a stroller for your car seat.
What a solution. Now I brought a stroller and a car seat. Nikki, thanks a lot.
And a heavy
You're
baby.
Welcome. You're welcome, everybody.
Easy peasy.
Yes.
Solutions with Nikki. Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And a
That's
heavy
right.
kid that doesn't want to walk. So now I'm carrying the stroller, the car seat, and the damn kid.
Are you even listening to yourself as you say all these stupid things?
Not
oh,
really.
And your bottle of wine that you brought.
Oh, right.
You got to carry all of that.
Well, you hide it in the baby bottles.
Mm.
Okay, good point.
In the diaper bag.
Good point.
That's the way to keep the kids quiet.
Okay. So, number three is the expensive menu item no one buys. So, most menu items in nicer restaurants will have a really expensive option, and it isn't actually aimed at getting people to buy that option. It just makes everything else look cheaper.
Diner lobster. That's what diner lobster is about.
Yuck.
Yeah, exactly. You see that $28 diner lobster. And you're like, no, thank you already. But it's like, okay, I guess everything else is cheaper.
That comes with the free bowel movement.
Exactly.
That's what that comes with. Yeah, I guess that, no, that wouldn't get me.
It's kind
me.
Of similar to the decoy
yeah,
pricing.
Yeah, that's
kind of
good, but that wouldn't get me.
It's just something that makes it look like, oh, look at all the money I'm saving.
Yeah, that I don't think that would get me because, like, yeah, I'd be
but,
like, nah, I'm
but
not
But think of
get
the
that.
Mindset of somebody who goes to a diner and they're like, I'm here to save money. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, then maybe if you see that diner lobster, you're like, oh shit,
wasn't
I am.
Was your dad one of those people that said that diner steak is the same
as any
other steak?
That's what I'm talking about. My dad will tell you that diner steak or Denny's steak is the same exact shit as Ruth's Chris. And I'm like,
yeah.
Are you out of your fucking mind, old man?
Yeah, they give you the part of the beef that's right by the foot. Is you're like, this is just a foot beef.
Right.
You're just like, nah, it's so like, this is good.
And he's like, I want A1 on it anyway, so who gives a shit? And it's like, oh, man, dude, you haven't had the good shit at all. You white trash piece of shit.
But see, I guess you're right, because if you think about it like that, and you're going to go with the mindset that you're in Denny's anyway.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to get the top of the fucking line at Denny's.
Yeah, you're going to feel like king of the world at Denny's.
I'm going to get this lobster. Matter of fact, put a piece of steak on there, and
Yeah.
Let's round this
up. Surf and turf going on.
There you go.
With a nice piece of carrot cake.
You put on your best Goodwill suit.
Ding, ding.
There it is.
Bring your date there. Mm-hmm. I guess my date will have something too. Whatever you want, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm wealthy.
Hold on, let me just check the time on my Goodwill pocket watch that I just found today for $12. Pretty good deal.
Okay, this one I feel like I fall for. This is, I think, the one most people go for a lot is the false sense of urgency. Where there's a quote-unquote limited stock of something, or like if you don't get it now, you'll never get it. Kylie Jenner products go like this all the time. She always like sells out immediately, and then people know she's gonna sell it immediately. So the next time she sells something, they try to buy it as soon as possible because they'll never get it if they don't get it right away. Yeah,
hotels.
They create that sense of urgency. Yep.
Hotels do it all the time.
What do they do?
Yeah,
because hotels will say there's like 15 people looking at this.
Yeah, that's what
hotel,
actually.
And then they'll tell you, but there's only 4 rooms. So you're like, I gotta get it out. I gotta get this room. And then you'll go back and look at it 2 days from now,
and
it'll
still
be
people.
4 people looking at this, but 1 room left. And you're like, And then a week later, it'll still say the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
They do it to, and I have to admit, I fall for that one.
Every time.
Every time.
Me too.
Every time.
Same.
Because I will freak out. Like, I cannot be there with my car seat and my baby and my drink and not have any place to stay.
You know
what?
I did fall for this. I was buying Packers tickets recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And same shit happened. It was
concert
like, you have
tickets.
8 minutes to close it or you won't get these seats. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Mm. Yeah. Concert tickets.
Yeah,
especially
timer.
With that little timer. Mm-hmm. That timer gets you every time. Concert tickets
every
that get
time.
You
every time.
There's a website that I will highly recommend. It's called Rugs USA, and I think I've talked about them before. I freaking love Rugs USA. You could get area rugs so much better priced than any other place I've ever
not
seen.
Sponsored.
And they're really good area rugs. Not sponsored, but I wish they would. I really wish they would. I really like them a lot. But they have this thing, if you like aren't logged into your account, like so you look like a new person, it'll say like, everything's on sale for like this much time only, and they have the timer going down, and it's only like it's for 24 hours or whatever, and so you only have like a day. You just found this site, but you only have a day to get these deals on all these rugs, and it's like when it's that whole slash pricing where it's like normally $200, you get it for $80, and you're like, oh my god, I gotta get it. I went to this site maybe like once every 4 days. The first time I saw it, it was always the countdown restarted at 24 hours. It was always like that.
That's like that furniture store we used to pass all the time that says store closing, clearance,
going out of business.
100%
yes.
out of business.
Everything must go.
And it was like that for 10 years, literally.
Yeah. For,
but I sell my CDs like that.
Really?
I really do. Yeah. I'd like the first night I go up, and I'll have my CDs and I'll say, you know, I got like 50 CDs, blah, blah, blah. That's all I have for the rest of the cruise, just 50 CDs.
CDs?
Just 50 CDs.
Who has a CD player?
I don't know, but somebody mama buys them. And then you like the next night, you go, oh, I only have 25 CDs left. You know, I got 25 CDs left. And then the next night you're like, I only have 4 CDs left. And everybody wants your CDs. Like when you say you have 50 CDs and there's 500 people in there, you will normally sell out immediately.
Yeah. Do you enjoy manipulating people like this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because it happens to me.
But so if you say you only have 4 CDs and everyone wants them, after 4, do you just go, whoop?
No.
Sold
I found another one in my pocket.
You go, oh my God, I did. Look at this. This shit is amazing.
I found a whole box of them.
I found a whole box. Oh, man.
See? We're the worst.
Yep. We do exactly
but
what
also,
they do to us.
Yep.
That
works.
Is exact. It works like a charm.
People have FOMO. I have FOMO. I get FOMO all the time. If
what
I think I'm missing
FOMO?
Out. Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm learning all so many words.
But you're doing it to people.
Yeah,
like,
yes,
you've got
doing.
Drunk people on a cruise, and you're FOMOing all over them.
I didn't know that I was FOMOing people.
See, that's beautiful.
I'm FOMOing.
You're just that good at it.
I am excellent at it.
That's what influencers do. They show you them in beautiful places all over the world. They're like, look at my life. It's so great. And then when they advertise a product, they're like, you could be living my life if you had this product.
So do you think they're really there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but, they're really there.
But I will tell you, like, travel influencers, I know a few, and they look like they have this glamorous life, right? But they don't get paid very much at all. So their pay is, like, companies will fly them out and let them stay at the hotel for free. Like, they're like, they can stay there for free. They get some meals comped or whatever. But they don't actually get, like, a lot of them don't get a per diem, or like they don't get money for actually posting, whereas like you know, other brand deals that you might get at home, if you're working with a company, like you would get paid a rate for doing that particular brand deal.
So
so you just have to like love that lifestyle of traveling all the time, and some people really do, and then some people, they don't get paid, but then they're like, well, I can make vlog content or other sort of content and get ads on that and like make money there too. But they look like they're like really rich and like living these lavish lifestyles, but really they don't. They're only getting paid by travel.
And sometimes I think they have it on their calendar to be human today. They're like, be human today. Try to connect with people. Because I always see them like every month. It's always like, you know, just so everyone knows,
like
I don't have a perfect life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no shit. Like, I know that. Like, I look at you. I think you're a fucking mess. Like, everything you say is just fronting about
how
great your life is. No. I'm talking about people I don't even know.
Oh,
I follow a bunch, ironically, that I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
For inspiration. But they do that whole thing where I'm like, dude, you are clearly a shit show.
So they're not living the Will Smith life.
No.
Nah. Most of them not. I mean, some people make a lot of money, and maybe they
do,
like...
They ain't making no Will Smith money, I'm telling you that.
Nah.
Like, I don't think there's an influencer on the planet
that's making... Even on Will Smith's worst day,
is making
AKA Gemini Man.
He's
still making more money.
Have you seen that?
No,
I didn't. I was like, ugh,
because that would not be free. That takes your time.
Oh.
Hey,
that takes your time.
Did you see the advertising campaign for this shit? They're like, Will Smith shines twice.
It doesn't even look good.
The fucking balls on that kind of advertising campaign.
Now,
dude,
what kind of scam do you think they would have to get you with to have you see that Gemini Man?
Oh,
I don't know. Which one of your scams do you think they'd have to use on you, Nikki?
It would have to be fake reviews, honestly. I'd have to see so many fake reviews of people being like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life. And then I'd believe it. Because if there were that many reviews, it was like 500 fake reviews, but I didn't know they were fake. Like, I just thought people were reviewing the movie and saying it was good. Then I would go.
So they couldn't use any of the scams you just said? Like, they couldn't do the medium, small...
A small Gemini Man or a large Gemini Man?
They couldn't do the old Gemini Man, because the Gemini Man is a remake. So they couldn't do the old Gemini Man versus the new Gemini Man, but there might be a medium, but he looks so creepy.
An indie.
Or the timer. Like, the timer's clicking down. There's only 6 more seats.
Oh, there you go.
And you'll never be able to see it again.
You'll never be able to see it again. 6 more days.
Yeah, but then I watch the trailer and I'm like, I'm good.
Or I got $8 or $5 movie night.
Okay, $5
movie night. $5
movie night.
They get you a $5 movie night.
We saw a movie because we were just passing this movie theater and we're like, want to just be spontaneous and go see a movie right now? It was like one of those with a seat recliners and stuff.
Oh, those are my best.
And we're like, yeah. So we just saw the first available movie, which happened to be Captain Marvel, which we ended up liking.
Yeah.
But I
didn't
had
even
no
care
desire.
To see it
I had no desire to see it before then.
Yeah.
So
no
you get recliner
Marvel,
seats
turned out to be good.
Maybe recliner seats and a $5 deal, that would work.
Because like the $5 deal, because that's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
They get you with the $5, right? You go in. It's every Tuesday, I think, on AMC. I'm not sponsored by them, but I wouldn't mind. So it's every Tuesday, $5. But the popcorn is higher on those nights.
Oh.
If you don't pay attention.
You know what? I think I might have you beaten finally.
What?
I've been thinking about
Let's
this.
Let's go.
Things that I get for free. Yeah. Me and Nikki get to go to movies, like, I would say at least once a month for free. Because, like, some company wants us to go check out their movie. Like, we just went to a movie the other
day. But that's not free. Because
it wasn't not free.
You gotta use the hashtag. You gotta use the hashtag.
Oh.
Not free.
They want you to be there having a good time. They make sure you have a good time so that you'll story it. You don't have to story it. True, you don't have to, but you're kind of like, well, I'm having such a good time.
And I want to go again. Da-da. Yeah. Not free. You and all to. The things you have to do to get it.
You know what? That's true, because I got to go to see The Force, right. The Star Wars new The Force Awakens. Star
Can
Wars
you say
movie?
The title of the movie
yeah,
that you
one.
Got to see?
I got to see that one. Uh-huh. And I got to go to the premiere.
When did it come out?
Stars.
Has it already come out?
No, it's like 2015. Yeah. I got to go to the premiere.
Okay.
Okay, years ago.
Wow.
And I got to go for free. Okay. And but it was only at the cost of my childhood because I hated that movie and I thought it sucked.
Mm. Mm. So. Not, see, there's that's nothing sad. That is free.
There's nothing truly
nothing
free.
Nothing is free.
I agree
and
with you.
And that is the point of today's shit they don't tell you. Yeah. Jalen. First of all, we like to end with a final... Oh, we're at the end, by the way. Thank yes. you so
oh
much for being
gosh.
Like a fantastic guest. But we'd like to end by saying like one last final thought, like a wrap them up final thought word of advice for the people out there.
Final thought. In keeping this with today's theme,
mm-hmm.
that free's not free.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing in life that is free is a smile.
Aw. All those people without teeth out there.
Now, even if you don't have teeth, you just smile away. Smile. Gums paralysis. Are still amazing. Mm-hmm.
They can be charming too in old people.
Yeah. The smile is the only thing, and a smile will still even cost you because you'll get back if you smile. I have one of the biggest smiles on the planet. So does Nikki.
And what about me?
Sir,
me too?
Your yeah. smile makes everyone want to smile.
Thank you.
And if you smile, somebody will smile back
that's
at you.
Sweet.
So that would be the only thing that I'd be willing to give up is a smile. So
don't,
that you get it free.
Don't get Botox then, because then you can't give out those smiles.
You can't smile if you get Botox?
Not really. This is your level of emotions. It's like,
I am so happy.
I'm so happy.
I'm pissed.
Yeah. Mm. See? But your face stays wrinkle-free.
Mm. I'm so mad. Even though you look like a vampire or yeah. a zombie.
A zombie.
For the rest of your life.
Could be.
Oh, and then you know what? Also, I need Instagram followers.
Yes.
And I promise you, it's not going to be free. I mean, you're going to get laughter from mine. You're going to get silliness. So it's not going to be free. It is going to cost you maybe some pants because you might pee on yourself. It is going to cost you. But I need Instagram followers. So it's Jalen Bishop, Jaylyn Bishop. Like the church, except for I do not touch the children.
But she's only
thank
accepting five more followers. So you have to go over there
that's
now.
Right.
You
right
have to go and
second.
Check it out. You have to subscribe to Shit They Don't Tell You in order to, you know, be accepted.
That's
and,
right.
She found a whole box of followers. She will allow a couple extra.
So you got to do it quick, baby, because once I hit it super big, I'm not letting you follow me.
No.
Yeah, yeah. See, so you got to get it now.
Yeah,
now,
when I get as big as the beehive, you're not following me no more.
Mm-hmm. And also, I bet you post your stand-up schedule there and stuff too, right?
I should, but no.
You're gonna start though.
I'm going to start. I am going to start.
Let the people know.
Today, I'm going to really know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Good habits.
I know it now. I'm doing it. See, I'm picking up habits. So this was free for me.
I have a final thought. Yeah, maybe not everything's free, but if you go to El Torito, it's an authentic Mexican dining establishment, and you say it's your birthday, you can get some flan for free, 100%, and that is a guarantee.
If
and
you
tell them Steve Green sent you if they buy dinner.
If you buy dinner. You can't just go in there and say it's your birthday and they give
but
you.
But you get the flan for free is what I'm saying, though.
But you have to buy dinner.
But you buy dinner.
Right, but okay, let's say that you go there and you buy dinner and you don't say it's your birthday.
Gas ain't
you don't
free.
Get the flan. You don't get it at all. You might as well, while you're there, say it's your birthday and get the flan.
So you get
if
something
it's
extra,
your birthday.
But you don't get it for free.
Yes.
I'm just saying that technically
it's like
it
if
is
I ask
free.
For ketchup on the side, they'll give it to me, but they won't give it to me if I didn't
but
order fries.
Thank you.
Get
and
in
they
flan,
won't give you a napkin, and
but,
you can't use the bathroom.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, but what you get in flan is so much more significant than a little packet of ketchup. You get an entire sphere of flan.
But it's not free because you had to buy
exactly.
your dinner.
I'm a flan supporter.
I love flan.
Authentic Mexican caramel sauce.
Right. I love
on top.
I love it. You're selling me
I
on it.
I love it.
It.
I want it.
It's even my birthday next week, but it's still not free.
Nope.
Okay.
I will say in closing that I was going to say you should subscribe because you know, we're not taking very many subscribers left, you know?
True.
But I already
56
used that.
Seconds.
I already used it on Jalen. So I will say a real thing that is if next time you're looking at something and you're like, oh my God, there's only a few left, just like pause and like just throw your phone across the room and turn off everything and go off the grid for a little bit. And I promise you, you won't even want that item anymore.
Until you turn your phone back on.
Because you'll have to buy a new phone.
Yeah, you have to buy a new phone. You won't be able to afford it. You won't be able to afford that.
You shouldn't throw your phone so much.
You know what else I hate that we didn't get to? But like when people use their genetics to sell products, like for example, people will always, they'll ask like, what mascara do you use? Because I have long lashes, but they think it's the mascara that does it. And for me, for the longest time when I was a kid, I thought my blonde friends used a special sort of shampoo or like something like that they like would use it. And I bought every single shampoo or begged my mom to get any shampoo they told me because I wanted my hair to be blonde or like have lighter highlights in it or whatever. And like my friends were like, you should buy lemons, like put lemon in your hair. I would have paid $50 for a lemon if it would have done that to my hair. And I see this all the time with people like being like, all you got to do is buy this product and then you'll have what I have. And it's bullshit. And you need to stop doing that. It's your goddamn genetics. So shut up. I love you. Please subscribe and also rate us 5 stars. We need it. We love you.
We appreciate you
listening to us today.
And check out Jalen. Thank you so much.
Check out Jalen. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.